prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 7 June 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You are in for a treat tonight. I've listened to this gentleman, we're going to bring up in a minute, Mr. Chuck Chris Maher, on the radio for a long time. He does his own program. It's called Viewpoint. Discusses many, many topics, a lot like we do here. And he's one of the best presenters in his commentary that anybody ever met. He's always level, never doesn't get as hyper as I do. He's very straightforward and factual. But we're going to talk to Chuck Christmar in a minute of Save America, and don't y'all go away, because I want you to hear him. Before I do that, though, make mention two things. Actually, three things. Next week, I'm going to take a week off. If you don't mind, Marcia, Jean, and I are going to take a little trip. And there'll be people here filming with me. You won't even miss me, I promise. You won't even know I'm going. Got a great lineup for you next week, including Deborah Tavares and others. Said, please know this is going to be a week we're going. You won't miss us. I just want you to know that we want a week off, and I hope you don't mind. We're going to just take some time and maybe go do some things together as a husband and wife. We're not getting any younger. I've never been to Gettysburg, so I'm going to go to Gettysburg this coming weekend, Lord willing. And toward the battlefield and just go from there. But anyway, that announcement. And don't forget, you can also listen to this broadcast on Truth Be Told Radio Network. Truth Be Told Radio Network. That's TBRN. TBTRN. Truth Be Told Radio Network. And if you happen to have an Alexa or Siri, something I don't like, if you have one, about 5 billion people in this world do, you can just talk to the machine and say, listen to Truth Be Told Radio Network. And there will be at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. You listen to all over the world on that little device in your home. So I hope you'll do that. And don't forget, we're offering this month's special book entitled Backyard Medicine. Now, my friends, if you haven't got a copy of this book, and I mean this with all my heart, I have one, and I love just reading it. If you love nature, and you want to know what's around you can eat, even if you live in a city, you'd be surprised at plants and things around your area that are edible and can be used literally for medicine. This book is full-color pictures with full instructions on how to use everything that's in the book. Now, the regular price is $18.95. I looked to find a deal on them. We have them now for $14.95. That includes shipping. Backyard Medicine is a book that you need, but I promise you, if you have anybody in your family that enjoys nature, what a wonderful gift to give them. Backyard Medicine. Something that if you're like me, you just enjoy looking at the pictures and read about what's in there. I mean, a dandelion, folks. We call them weeds. A dandelion, every bit of that, from the roots up to the bloom, is good for you and good to eat and even good for medicine. A dandelion. Who would have thought about that? But anyway, $14.95 delivered to your door. And of course, the same special is on 2-for-1 with REM Sleep or Tranquil, mix or match, any way you want to do it. Two bottles for price for two for one, $38.95, delivered to your door also. So I want to get that out of the way, and I want to talk to our guest today because I look forward to having this man on for a while. And Pastor Chuck, I've listened to the radio, as I said, for a long time. I mean, you play right here in a little station right here in Nicholas County, West Virginia, that I have here, and I listen to you as I drive around town sometimes and listen to your presentations and your guests. And I have to say, sir, that you are an excellent presenter. I think it's maybe from your lawyer background, but you lay the facts out very clearly, very concisely, and understandably. And I want to let you know that you do a great job what you do.
Well, I really appreciate that observation. You know, I think a lot of people realize that there's something about being a trial lawyer that has enabled me to present things the way I do. You know, basically, I make an opening statement on my radio program, and then I present the evidence, both documentary and testimonial and so on, and then I make a closing argument. And people don't necessarily realize that's what I'm doing, but that is what I'm doing.
You are doing that.
So it enables me. Yeah, yeah. So I don't consider the 20 years of trial lawyer practice back in California to be wasted. As a matter of fact, I think it's part of God's trajectory for my life to do what we've done with the past 26 years on Viewpoint, confronting the deepest issues of America's heart and home from God's eternal perspective.
Amen. Amen. You know, and yes, you and I both are old enough to look back over our lives and see where before we even knew who Christ was, he was guiding us in a direction that would glorify him one day. Before we even realized what he was doing, I could go back to in my past also and tell you how he's brought me out of being a backward, shy individual, and I still am somewhat. But he brought that out of me, took it out of me so I could get up on the radio and speak to the radio, I could preach to churches, I could take a stand and make a difference. It isn't from me, it isn't me doing it, it's Christ in me. But you were an attorney for 20 years, you've been a public educator, you pastored for 22 years. I mean, you've been a busy fella.
Well, yeah. In fact, I probably am about 150 years old to be able to do all the things that I've done, because you've only covered a very short list of them. But you know what I have noticed, Butch, is that from the very beginning, as my wife and I have looked back on our 56 years of marriage now, and we look back at the experiences that we had. Our life began right after World War II, mine in 1945 and hers is 1946. And it was in 1945 the United Nations was born, 1948 Israel became a nation, and then we watched the trajectory of history, of geopolitics throughout the world. What we've actually seen is the panoply of God's prophetic purpose being laid out year after year after year to this present moment in time, where it's accelerating toward not only the second coming of Jesus Christ, but also the counterfeit salvation through the Great Reset or global government. And we look back and we see how God used every single thing in our lives, things that at that time we would have had no idea that God was using. Why the public Amen. School teaching for 9 years? Why the practice of law? Why being involved in a pastor's home where we moved every 2 years, and was involved in so many denominations across the country? I have had a full perspective and representation. I know the church like the back of my hand, and all of those things have been so helpful in piecing together the bigger picture and then laying it out for God's people so that we don't have to be absorbed in all of this chaos.
Amen to that. But, you know, I'm born in 48, not too far behind you at all. I'm thinking back now in my childhood and yours too. And my goodness, how things have changed in the last 50, 60 years. It's unbelievable how this nation's falling apart. I mean, you know, the scripture tells us if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Foundations aren't destroyed.
You know, that was one of my father's favorite passages.
Oh, was it? Well, it's right on the money. And foundations are not destroyed overnight. Normally, they're chipped at and chiseled away at. And a little bit at a time, so nobody paid much attention to it. The next thing you know, the house is cracking and falling. America has cracked and has fallen. The foundations have been destroyed. And Brother Chuck, I don't want to start preaching here. I know you don't either, but the blame is not in the White House, State House, or Courthouse. The blame is in the church house.
Absolutely. And people don't understand that. When I formed Save America Ministries back in 1993 to rebuild the foundations of faith and freedom, people thought, well, this is a perfect thing for a lawyer. God's going to send him to Washington, D.C. and going to straighten those people out. Interestingly, the Lord sent us to Richmond, Virginia, the birthplace of the nation, where the Cross of the Covenant was first planted on these shores in 1607. And so it's not the 1619 project, it's 1607 project, where the cross was first planted on these shores. And so the Lord brought us to this place from which we have then been proclaiming for the past 28 years God's intention for this country and his church. What the unfortunate thing is that as Jesus, you know, came into the Jewish community, he came unto his own, but his own received him not.
Right.
And that is the experience that we have discovered. The church really, as a broad representation of the so-called body of Christ, really doesn't much want the truth these days.
No. Well, it's like the Pharisees were. They had their own set of laws and their own set of rules. They wouldn't obey that. They rather than Christ. And Christ himself said, you know, by your teaching, you make the word of God of none effect. You perverted
exactly.
The word of God. And that's what's happened in America too. You know, we got all these things started getting involved and they used the Constitution. The Constitution had been used to murder babies, turn sodomites and lesbians loose in the nation, and a whole lot more than that. I just looking at a picture here, brother. I got it in my hand right now. It says, countries in Asia that recognize same-sex marriage on a national level. This comes from the Pride Month map. Country, and that's what this is come of, one of the Pride Month maps magazine. Would you believe that Russia, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, China, India, Iran, Turkey, none of them recognize same-sex marriage? One little nation, the most modern little place in the world, I guess, in the East, is Taiwan. Taiwan's constitution said it's okay to have homosexual marriage and lesbian marriage. But Japan, all the rest of them, and all of them have ignored it. They haven't done it. Now, these are supposed to be the heathens of the world. What happened?
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? And the Biden administration just authorized the gay pride flag to be flown from the United States ambassadorship to the Vatican.
Oh, yes.
If you can believe
yes.
that.
I can. You know, and I refuse to use the word gay to describe sexual perversion. You know what I'm saying? I know you do, too.
Exactly. I don't use it either. I use the right words. We have been, unfortunately, we have been sucked into the language changes in so many, many different areas. And, you know, I want to make a point to your listeners. There's a reason why the Bible says that the Word of God is the Word of God. It says that the Word was made flesh
yes.
and dwelt among us. In other words, the Word was fleshed out in Jesus Christ. And so words matter. Words matter. Jesus said this. He said, by your words you will be justified,
That's
and
right.
by your words you will be condemned. And we take words very, very lightly these days. And pastors, unfortunately, have become complicit in this,
Absolutely.
Trying to become like the culture, to win the culture. And in fact, the culture is actually converting the church to become more worldly. It is it's an unbelievable picture that we're seeing, and we're fighting it every day. But you know what? I have never become jaundiced or had a cynical attitude toward the church. believe it or not. I see what's happened in the practice of law. 80% of my clientele came from the broader body of Christ. I have seen the underbelly of the body of Christ. But, you know, the reality is that God said through Christ, I am going to build my church. I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against what I am building. Here's the problem, Butch. We have been trying to build churches and have not made disciples.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said that the Great Commission was to go into all the world and make disciples, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded. Well,
that's
guess
right.
What? The word obey is now considered a four-letter word among many professing Christians, including pastors. In
that's
fact,
true.
I have had dozens of pastors and parachurch leaders on my program who have admitted that the word obey is the most hated word in the church today. The only word that Jesus said would please him and the Father.
Well, you know, brother, you said a lot of things right there, and you're right on the money with that. I mean, I just finished an article, a chapter for the next book entitled, Is It Holiness or Is It Legalism? Is it legalism or is it holiness? So there's a difference between the two. If you preach God's law today and say the moral law is still in place, well, you're a legalist. No, I'm not. The Bible says thou shalt not steal. That doesn't change. That's a moral law. Thou shalt not kill. That didn't change. That's a moral law. That's not a bit of adultery. That didn't change. Don't tell me I'm preaching legalism. I'm preaching holiness here. But the difference, the thing of it is, and you know this well as I do, Christ said in Matthew chapter 7, that many are going to come in that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do these things in your name? You'll say, I don't know who you are. Depart from me.
Yeah.
That's what really concerned me, brother. All these places call themselves churches, and I'm saying this humbly before God, are not truly the church of God. They're not serving him. They're serving their own laws, their own bylaws, if you would.
Well, that's true. Let's look at it this way. The Bible very clearly presents that in the end times of the last days, that only a remnant
that's right
will actually be the true Israel of God. Only a remnant of Jews who were followers of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and of Gentiles who are followers of Jesus Christ, both of which are doing the word, the will, and following the ways of the Lord. And that is going to be a very small remnant.
I agree.
We don't know exactly how small, but we do get an illustration of that with the 600,000 Jewish men that God delivered with a mighty hand out of Egypt. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They came out of Egypt with a mighty hand and about 2.5 million people, but 600,000 men plus women and children. Well, the interesting thing is that only two of those 600,000 men that were of accountable age that God took out of Egypt actually were allowed by God into the promised land.
That's
only two
really
of
true.
Them, Joshua and Caleb. And the scripture says it was because they had another spirit. They had a different spirit. It wasn't a religious spirit. It wasn't a legalistic spirit. It was, you know, this is how I want to please God. He's God, and I want to follow his word, his will, his ways. Well, the Apostle Paul picked up on that in 1 Corinthians 10. And he said, you know what? All of these people were baptized in the water, you know, coming through the Red Sea. They all ate of that spiritual meat, the manna. They all drank of the spirit, of the water, which is Christ Jesus, but God was not pleased with them.
That's right.
And then he makes this statement. And then he makes this amazing statement. Those things happened to them for our example, unto whom the ends of the world are come. Therefore, what happened to them, don't let it happen to you.
Amen.
And so the Apostle Paul made that very, very clear. We just don't seem to hear that kind of thing preached from our pulpits today. And so people are drifting. It's a very sad situation. And that's one of the reasons why I believe the Lord led me to write this book, Antichrist. How to identify the coming imposter. Because people hear the word Antichrist, they hear the word Armageddon, And, you know, the hackles go up on the back of their neck, the hairs, and, you know, they get all stirred up. But they get stirred up for the wrong reasons. And that book is not just an informational book about the Antichrist, although it's full of that, but it's a transformational book. It's about, okay, seeing then that these things are going to take place, and this is who this deceptive fellow is going to be. What does that mean for me? How should I then live? What are the implications for me, for my life, for my family, for my congregation, my neighbors, and so on? And that's what makes the book radically different than any other book of the Antichrist.
You know, I haven't got a copy of that yet, but I'm going to talk you out of one. I'll send you a couple copies of mine. But that sounds like a very good book. I'd like to give you my address sometime to get that, because it sounds very interesting, folks. He's going to tell you how to get a copy of that book too, the minute, so get a pen and paper handy. But get it ready so he can tell you how to get a copy. I'm looking forward to that book. You know, it is amazing that, you know, we're told in Scriptures that in the day will come that those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And this started, it's been in the world for 2,000 years. I mean, millions have been martyred for the cause of Christ. But America has been blessed. America has been blessed so much she's become spoiled. She's become soft spiritually, and mentally, and physically. And now that we've thrown away all that our God has given us as blessings on this nation, greater is the damnation on the nation that forgets Him. The Bible tells that also. The nation forgets God's turned into hell. So, the church in America is going to be persecuted one day, brother. Even the true, I'm talking about the true believer now. The rest of them will probably compromise and grade on along. But the true believers are going to have to stand out one day to the point that they're going to be, who knows, arrested, prosecuted, persecuted. Who knows what's going to come out of that? But we know it's Bible.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
It's already happening.
It's already happening. Yes, it is.
It is already happening. It is already happening. The rise of anti-Semitism against the Jewish people in this country is being paralleled by the rise of persecution against true Christians. And
even more so, I think.
The
even
Bible
more
tells
so now.
Us this is exactly what's going to happen. What's that?
Absolutely. That's absolutely. Even more so, I think. More Christians against Christians than anybody else now. We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
We knew it was going to.
And it's happening all over the world.
And
in
we're
fact,
seeing.
The more we see this.
Go ahead,
the more
go
we
ahead.
See this great reset come in, that the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab have determined is going to take place and will be fulfilled by 2030. That's their goal, 2030. The more we see this coming into play, the more we are going to see the rise of persecution against Christians in ways that we never ever believed possible in the Western world.
I totally agree. I more than agree. There's no way we can make it. Folks, I wish I could emphasize that point 1,000 times over, because he's telling you something that's going to happen in America. There's coming a day, brother, when Christ said he's going to do this. He's going to take his fan in his hand and separate the wheat from the chaff. It started, has it not?
Oh, no question about it. And when we have to make choices, that is how it's going to happen. The scripture says, choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And let me give you a little illustration. I just got back from 10 days vacation with my oldest daughter and her family. For the past 20 years, they have asked my wife and I to come with them on their vacation. And the primary reason for that is to continue a tradition that we established with our children when we were on vacation, and that is after breakfast every day, for the first hour minimum, we would spend time in the Word, translating principles of the kingdom of God, applying it in everybody's lives, and everybody would participate. And it became so important that my oldest daughter said, we want that with our family. So that's what we've done. And we just got back from the 20th year of doing that. Well, guess what? Their kids now are ages 22 to 28. One just got his MD a week ago. Now, here are kids, 22 to 28. and we're sitting around after breakfast for 2 hours every single morning, applying the Word of God through the book of Daniel, and then watching a 30-minute video and applying the scriptures. You know what they said at the end of the at the end of the 10 days? I asked them specifically. I said, what is it that stands out the most to you of these last 10 days? And every single one of them said, those 2 hours we spent every morning applying the word. It was transforming.
How beautiful.
Transforming.
How beautiful. How beautiful.
And you know, there's a little song that I learned when I was a kid. It goes like this. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known. So my oldest grandson was named Daniel. And so we just spent, you know, 12 chapters in Daniel over 10 days. And by the time we were through, they understand very well what it means to dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known, even amid a culture that is trying to pressure them in every single way to conform.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, this Wednesday night I have Tim Wildman on with us. You know what, Tim is head of the AFA, American Family Association, discussing some of these issues. And what you're talking about, and the people, the teachers are being fired for the stand against transgenderism. And so and a whole lot more than that. But I have in front of me right here an article. It's entitled, The Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind. Now, folks, I'm going to make this up. This was presented. A psychiatrist lecturing at Yale Child, at Yale's Child Studies Center spoke about unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way. Now, this comes from Dr. Aruna Gilanani. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But some of the things this individual said, this is the cost of talking to white people at all. The cost of your own life as they suck you dry. There are no good apples out there. White people make my blood boil. I had fantasies of loading my revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying the body and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away, relatively guiltless, with it balanced in my step, like I did the world a real favor. And that is the word he used, or she used. But this is what we're facing. Satan is dividing our country, brother. There used to be a common decency, a common moral bond between all of us, black, white, red, yellow, made no difference. Stealing was wrong, killing was wrong. We didn't like to lock our doors at night. We weren't black American. And white Americans or African Americans or whatever it is now. We were all Americans. And when we lived in a society, I didn't care what your name was or what, you know, we lived in a society. We lived in a peaceful society because we respected one another enough with that moral code ingrained in us that we didn't harm one another. I know there was exceptions. There always have been. But as a whole, the nation lived in a peaceful society, brother. And we never locked our doors. I grew up in a little town called Montreville, West Virginia, especially a coal camp. We never locked our doors. Never, folks. Hang on through the break. One more talk about any phone call next half hour. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, you folks, we are back. And again, the phone line's open. If you have any questions or comments like that to the conversation tonight, 844-769-2944. And folks, I want to tell you this. I've listened to Brother Chuck Chrismar on the phone now, on the radio for several years. As I said, I've listened to his reasoning. I listened to his presentation. His very even factual statements he makes, and I've always been impressed with him. So a couple weeks ago, I thought, I'm going to call him up and see if I can get him on a radio show. I never expected to talk to him. I called, and he said, this is Chuck Chrismar. I was waiting for it to go to a message. It was him. He answered his own phone. I cannot believe that. So anyway, I wanted Brother Chuck on here to share his insight, and I want to tell you this. You want to get a copy of this book. He's going to tell you how to get a copy of his book, how to go to his website, but get a copy of the book also. And I will tell you this as your friend and brothers, folks, all of this country around the world, you can trust this man. He will do his best, dead level best, to explain things to you as scripturally and as truthfully as possible. You can trust Chuck Chrismar. How do I know that? I've watched his fruit. I've followed him. And I know what he's saying. I've listened to what he said. And I have to tell you what, Brother Chuck, like everybody else, I listen to you preach and give a presentation. I listen with a critical ear, not because I'm trying to make fun of you, but I want to see what you're saying. Is that a good thing?
It really is. In other words, you're approaching it with a discerning heart and discerning spirit, and I appreciate that. And your comments are received with thanksgiving. I have to trust the Lord every single day. When I go behind that microphone, there are times when I'm not sure exactly what I should be doing. Oh, yes. It's a live program, 1 hour a day live, and for some reason, and my wife knows that the only way this could happen is if the Holy Spirit guides my words, my thoughts, my direction. And I do believe that, and I give him all the glory for whatever is accomplished there. And I don't just say that idly. I really do believe that. And, you know,
absolutely,
with regard to that book, the book that we talked about, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter, it's a very unusual book dealing with that subject. And it's just loaded. People have told me how amazingly it opens up the understanding of who this person is and the context in which he comes. But here's the bigger problem. He comes in the context of our own willingness and openness to receive him. That's where the problem lies. Because all of the warnings of Scripture, you see, are not to the pagans. They're to the believers. Every single warning of Scripture is to the believer. Why is that? Well, Jesus made it very clear there on the Mount of Olives 2 days before his crucifixion. His disciples asked him what would be the sign of his coming at the end of the age. And the very first thing he said was, take heed that no man deceive you.
Amen.
And then, as if that were not enough, he upped the ante. He said, many are going to come in my name and deceive many. Do you know that the Antichrist, in a sense, is going to come in his name? That's why he's going to be deceptive. He's going to come, apparently, to many in his name. For instance, the book of Daniel says that one of the things that how he will come is in the pursuit of peace. But it also says that in through the pursuit of peace, he will destroy many. Well,
that's right.
Who is Jesus, Yeshua? He is called, in Isaiah 8, 6, 8, and 9, the Prince of Peace. So the counterfeit Christ will come in and attempt to present himself as the Prince of Peace. He'll need to receive that way because the people are in such chaos and in such fear, and that's why fear is being choreographed in our world today.
That's right.
That's why it's being choreographed. So if Christians are overcome by fear, they will be set up for receiving this counterfeit Christ.
Amen.
No matter how much they might protest to the contrary, they will. And that's why it's so important that we be prepared.
It truly is. And folks, understand what he's saying, because this is important, very important. They're causing division among us on purpose, like this so-called professor that says that you can shoot a white man and rejoice over it. Now, this is causing division. And Christ warned us that a house divided will not stand or fall. And that's what you're doing to us. You're dividing us up from black against whites and Hispanic against this and homosexuals against Christians. They're dividing us on purpose. But you know, brother, you mentioned Daniel. In Daniel chapter 8, verse 25, you mentioned he brings in peace. This had been years ago. But I was in the bathroom. I was shaving. I was going to go to work that day. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to go back and look at the
word. I just learned something about you. I just learned something about you, and that is that you shave.
I do once in a while.
So you don't have a big, long, 3-foot beard.
No, not right now. And I even take a bath once a month in the summertime. But anyway, I was in the shave, and they said, go look up the word peace in Daniel 8:25. Well, I know what the word peace means, absence of war. And I thought, well, it's going to mean that he'll use peacekeeping forces to conquer the world. I finally gave in. Have you ever argued with the Lord? Have you ever done that?
I try not to, because it's a losing proposition.
Well, I finally come back. I come back, sit on my desk. I looked up the word peace. I didn't leave my desk for 6 hours. You know what that word peace means in Daniel 8:25? He destroys many through peace that was false security and prosperity. That's what that word means. He destroyed many through peace and through false security and prosperity. And guess what he's done to America?
Yep. So in other words, this new global order is for the purpose of seducing every man, woman, and child to trust government rather than God.
Amen.
Isn't it interesting that the Hebrew word shalom word shalom actually means security and prosperity, or peace and prosperity. And so what is happening is the spirit that Satan is bringing and will incarnate in this counterfeit Christ figure is going to seduce the people through the illusion of peace, that is going to shift their trust from God to government. And that is exactly what's happening in this country. And I want to say one other thing to pick up something that you said earlier. And that is, you're talking about this division that is being intentionally brought in the country. Here's the reason why. The reason is that America is deemed to be, by the agents of the New World Order, to be the primary impediment to their launching this new global government. Therefore, they must divide the nation in order for it to be conquerable, shall we say, so that it no longer holds the significance of faith and convictions and truth and unity and this sense of oneness in a principle of freedom. They have to divide that, and they also have to tear down the economy. They have to destroy the ability of us to, shall we say, share a common bond in the country, so that we will be susceptible to accepting the new world order.
Anything to bring peace, that's what we're looking at. They'll cry peace, peace, when there's no peace. And that's what's going to be. Before we get to your calls, though, brother, tell folks how they can contact you, or what's your website, all that is. Give me information, folks. Write this down, okay? You can get a copy of the books by this.
Well, thank you.
I'm sure we'll be calling this phone number. Go ahead, please.
All right, here it is. Our website is saveus.org. That's SAVEUS.org. And all of our books are there. I've got 9 books myself out there. The most recent one is Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. It's a $22 book, and it's available there. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. That's P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
And folks, again, I would urge you, I'm looking forward to get a copy of this book, I really am. Call him up at 800-SAVE-USA, or his website, as he said. You can go there and get it, find it there, because saveus.org is a great website. Check it out. But look at what this man has done, and understand that he's a mere mortal, just like you and I. He doesn't walk on water, and I don't either. But his heart is true to Christ, and he's doing his dead level best to reason with people, to have them see what's happened to our country, what's going on in their personal lives, how we've let everything come into the church, including divorce and remarriage, and on and goes, and which is an altar. Yeah, I know that hurts. It is a serious issue. More than we can, folks, we can begin to tell you, and I know you already know this, we're not telling you anything you don't know, but we're in serious trouble, more than we can even begin to comprehend. Believe me, we serve a righteous God, and he will judge America, and he will judge you and I. And I'm telling you one day, folks, payday is coming. And payday for nations come in the present tense. They don't come in the future and eternity. They come right now. And America is going down very quickly. In the moral abyss, going into the financial abyss, everything's coming down around us, just like prophesied in Deuteronomy 28. Understand that God's word is not mocked. We're going to sow. We're going to reap what we sowed. Go ahead, brother.
Well, I just want to encourage people with the message that God would bring to you today. And that is right out of Proverbs 3:5, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and then he will direct your path. But the issue is trust. That is the number one issue of our time. That is what Satan, through his counterfeit Christ figure, is going to attempt to do, is to shift your trust from God to godless government in the hope that somehow you can save your skin. And that will usher in the mark of the beast, that infamous number.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just did a teaching, it's been a couple, 3 months ago now, entitled From the Mask to the Mark. And I just wrote an article in a chapter in my next book entitled same, From the Mask to the Mark. Brother, we've been programmed ever since before. Before you and I were born, we were being programmed into the beast system. Social Security came out in the 30s, and we then, of course, went into much more in HUD, Medicaid, Medicare. All that's coming from the beast system. To put our trust in man, cursed be the man who puts his trust in man that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. Jeremiah 17:5 says that very clearly. We as a people have done that, and God help us, the church has too. And folks, it's going to cost us more than we can even believe. Let's go to the phones very quickly. Run out of time. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch and Brother Chuck. I call you brother. I've heard you speak before. And God bless Butch for having him on. I would like to talk about something very briefly here that you covered a little bit earlier about the changing of languages. You know, homosexual, to gay and lesbian.
Right.
See, these things never stop. As Butch, as you know, I'm out there on the street trying to save little bitty babies from being massacred by their own mothers, what people call abortion.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, that word abortion is a curse, because people don't deal with what really happens to the child when you just say abortion. You both agree
that
you can abort or stop anything.
Very true. Very true.
Right. So you know, that they softened it up by saying abortion. So when I expose what abortion truly is, the slaughtering of innocent little bitty babies, the church, the so-called church, that does not have salt and does not have light, and I make no apology for my speech, they rail on me for showing people what abortion truly is. Now I'll revert back. You know, we talked about so many years ago with cohabitation, instead of calling it what it really is.
Yes.
And now we did it again. You know, with gay and lesbian, and now it's the tranny community. You see, it's a gay lesbian community, a transsexual community. To see how they change the words,
right.
And that's just like the devil changed the words in Genesis chapter 1.
Has
God
yes.
not said, and in the day that you eat of this, thou shalt surely die? And Eve, you know, answered them, and then he said, no, you shall be as gods to know the good from evil. So see, he changed the words. And that's what we have done, and churches have went along with that. And believe you me, I know what I'm talking about when I talk about these churches.
Amen.
I have grown up in the church. My father was a pastor for 50 years. His father and his mother were both pastors. My mother's father was a pastor, and, you know, I pastored for 35 years now. So, I have watched this trajectory, brother, from across the country, beginning in Pasadena, California, where my law practice was. That's where the church growth movement began, right out of Fuller Seminary. And even the words church growth were actually a manipulation of God's intent. Jesus said he would build his church. We're to make disciples. What that movement did was to cause us to build churches and fail to make disciples. So
good point.
The seeming modest shifting of the language changed the focus, and then came the seeker-sensitive movement. Well, God wants us to seek and save that which is lost, but we're supposed to disciple the saints. Mm-hmm. If you're going to seek the sensitive, then you're going to have to become more sensitive and not speak the truth. And that's what happened.
True.
So the manipulation of the words, even slicing off the corners, the keen edges of the truth, actually becomes manipulative and changes our focus. I'm so glad that you brought that up, brother.
Well, you know, you just said disciple.
You know,
that means to, that means to discipline.
Me, Butch, go ahead, Butch. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut
that's
you off.
All right. The word disciple means to discipline, folks. That's what it means. To disciple, to discipline, to teach, to lead. And what do you teach them? You teach them the word. That's how you disciple them. But that's out today because we don't want to hear that. We want to hear what makes us feel good. Go ahead, Gary. We got to hurry, but go ahead.
Okay. The two disciples were on the street. All 12 of them were on the street. Jesus taught in the synagogue every Sabbath day, but he made the rest of his disciples on the other 6 days of the week. So we are to take what we learn from a faithful pastor, practice that in our daily lives, and become doers of the word of God and not just hearers only, deceiving our own self.
Amen.
And when we deceive those who are around about us. Thank you so very much for putting up with me, Butch, all these years, and God bless you, Chuck.
Thank you, Gary.
Well
good
spoken.
Call. I mean, that man's out on the streets at least twice a week, brother, trying to save children's lives. They wouldn't call abortion. We call what is murder. Let's take one more quick phone call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Hi, guys. I read something today. I only read a little bit of it because it's ridiculous anyway. But it was on one of these, news sites. It says Vatican lies. The Bible that they put, that the verses that they gave us was not the truth. The true scrolls are still in the basement.
Mm. Okay.
Now they're attacking the book.
Oh, of course they're going to attack the book. That's what they've done with all the new version of the Bible. Of course that's what they're doing. Absolutely.
They're blatantly attacking the book.
Any way to change the word, pervert the word, you know that.
Well, starting with Genesis 1 to 11. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very true. Anything else, Jan?
No, that's it.
Well, thanks for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah, that's enough for one day. You're right. And, folks, again, you can call. Please call. Save America. Please give them a call and get that at least a one book. I'm anxious to get it myself. At 800.
That's 1-800-SAVE-USA.
Yes.
1-800-SAVE-USA.
Yes. I broke it down in numbers, folks. 1-800-728-3872. 1-800-728-3872. Please come get a copy of the book, folks. Share with your friends and family. And Chuck, we're down the last 3-4 minutes. I have to take in, my brother. Thank you. I know this was, you didn't know who it was from Adam. But when I called me, talked a while, just like I've known you for 30 years at least. And I want to thank you for joining us today, because we are pretty much right on together in about everything you're saying. And I'm sure we'd find differences if you looked hard enough. But that's not the point. We're united in Christ, his word, and trying to teach others that the only way to salvation is through repentance and belief in Jesus Christ. And that goes for individuals and for nations, does it not?
Oh, it sure does. And let me just say this. A lot of people think the word repentance is a negative word. Actually, repentance is the most positive word in the Bible, because it's the most hope-filled word in the Bible. Without repentance, we have no hope. And
Amen.
Repentance merely means, first of all, we confess, we own up to our sin. Secondly, we confess it. Thirdly, we turn from it. That's repentance. And it's wonderful. That is the grace of God in action. That's his mercy in action. And that's why it's such a wonderful word. We dare not turn from it. Repentance is our hope. It's our hope individually. It's our hope as a nation. It's our hope within our various congregations, as families. And again, God is interested in our trust. He wants us to trust him.
Yes.
He's a father. He wants us to trust him, but if we don't obey him, it's proof positive we don't trust him. And so this is the big issue. This is the big kahuna, so to speak. This is what the enemy of our souls is after at this unique moment in history, and that is to shift our trust by whatever means possible, by force or threat of force or coercion or fear, whatever it takes to shift our trust. Don't let it happen to you.
Oh, my goodness. You hit us all between the eyes on that, brother, because we all have done that. But through ignorance, I know, but we've all done that. Praise God for his forgiving grace. Folks, we know, Chuck and I both know we messed up. I mean, we were born again, come to Christ just like everybody else does. We certainly come short of the kingdom of God. And if it wasn't for his grace, we still would. But we want to do what's right. That's
yes.
the difference. We want to obey
Absolutely.
Him. So we've all messed up. We all have. We've all come short. But understand that Christ died. I don't care what you've done. Other than the short of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, and people say, well, how do you know if you've done that? If you did that, folks, your conscience no longer bothers you. You won't even care about who Christ is.
Mm-hmm.
If you've still got a conscience bothering you, then you must know that you still have time to receive Christ your Savior. Brother, we're down about the last minute and a half. I'll let you kind of wrap it up. Tell me again about how I listen to you, what station maybe you're on, how you can find out what stations you're on.
Well, first of all, I want to just make it clear that I am so grateful for the opportunity to join with you and your listeners today, Butch. What a privilege it is to be one in the body of Christ. I'm giving you all a holy hug over the airwaves here. Here's the contact information. Here's the contact information. The website is saveus.org. Not Save USA, but saveus.org. And our contact number is 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or you can write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Our broadcast viewpoint can be heard every day live from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, but also any time of the day or night via podcast right there on our website, saveus.org. And people all over the world are listening. We've been on the air for 26 years now, Butch. God bless
Amen.
You for what you're doing.
Well, with me, it's been 28 on the air. Yes, really. And, folks, if you live in the Nix County area, 87.9, 11 a.m. every morning, you can listen to Chuck Pismar. Brother, I'll be in touch in the future. If you ever need me for anything, you know where I am, okay?
All right, brother. Thanks so much. God bless.
All right. Talk to you soon. Good night. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, hopefully, just probably just be me and you discussing some things. So don't y'all go away. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.